It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, welcome to this neighborhood. I have brought a birthday cake and a film. Let's take this to the kitchen. And I'll show this to you in a little bit. This is not a birthday cake for fish. Nope. I want to show it to you because it's not quite finished yet. There it is. It says, I celebrate. And I want to write something right down here. So I have some cake decorating materials in here. I celebrate why you. I celebrate you. Then I'll just put a couple candles on, like that. And when it comes time to light the candles, if you have candles on the cake, it's important for an adult to do that. In fact, matches and fire are things that nobody should ever be able to play with. The reason why grown-ups do their best to keep children away from fire is that they love them, and they don't want them to get hurt. Even when you're blowing out the candles on a cake, it's important to keep far enough away from the burning candles so that they won't burn you. Let's pretend that this is a birthday cake, and we'll sing a new birthday song. Happy birthday, dear friend, we sing to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. We thought we'd try to tell you how we love you on your birthday. We thought we'd try to sing and dance and play today. We wanted to surprise you on your birthday and say, we love you every day, not just today. Happy birthday, dear friend, we sing to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. And if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. If it isn't, happy unbirthday to you. You know, I've often wondered how people make candles for decorating cakes and things like this. So, I thought you might have wondered too. So I borrowed this film from the film library. It's called How People Make Candles. And so, we'll just show it on Picture Picture, all right? How People Make Candles. People use wax to make candles, all different kinds of wax. This man puts big slabs called paraffin into a very big pot. And then he adds what's called powdered wax. The powdered wax looks like snow, doesn't it? I like to see it being poured. Then he adds even more kinds of wax until the mixture is just right. He wants those candles to work well. And he knows just how to do it. He mixes this and then puts a few more pieces. It's like cooking, isn't it? And the mixture is ready to be melted very slowly until it becomes a liquid. All those waxes melted together. Now it's time for this man to make the inside part of the candles. It's called the wick. Now that's just a long piece of special string that is laced around a hoop. You see, each one of those pieces of string will become a candle. It's fun to watch him work. That reminds me of lacing shoes. Tying shoes. When he's finished with the wick, he'll tie a strong knot, and then he'll be ready to make the candles. Down there is a big tub of liquid wax, and the wicks will be dipped down into it. Like candles yet, do they? Well, that's because the wicks have to be dipped into the wax many times before they become candles. And each time that they're dipped, a little bit more of the wax sticks to the wicks and cools. Now they're starting to have the shape of candles, aren't they? And up again. And this man knows when the candles are just the right size. And he measures them to make sure. If they are, then he puts a small mark on one of them. Now, instead of putting the whole hoop into the wax, he lowers it just to the mark, and all the wax below melts off. That's how he makes the bottom of the candles. Now he'll let the candles cool, because they're all finished. But they're still all connected in one long wick. So off they come, one right after another. Birthday candles. For birthday celebrations. Isn't that interesting? And it's very important to remember always to have a grown-up with you when you're watching anything like candles burning. Let's have some make-believe. Let's make believe that this is the day the King's Comet is going to appear. And also, it's Henrietta's birthday. Let's pretend that it's very early morning, it's still dark enough to see the stars and a comet when it comes, and Henrietta still doesn't know that anybody has remembered her birthday. Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make believe.
yet, trolley. It should appear soon.
Purple Panda, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
I'm finding it very difficult to wait.
Now you know how children feel.
What do you mean, Panda?
Now you know how children feel when they have to wait for something they have wanted for a very long time.
Yes, but no child has ever waited for his or her own comet.
I guess not. Nobody has ever waited for his or her own comet.
Except King Friday the 13th.
What are you two waiting for?
Oh, Lady Fairchild, I presume?
Correct, but not always, Friday.
Why do you say that?
You'll see, Toots.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
I think I see something.
What's wrong, Panda?
I think I see something coming.
Oh, my comet, perhaps.
Is it orange?
Yes.
Does it have bright dots all over it?
Yes, it does.
Does it have a sparkling tail?
Yes, it does.
Well, then, that's it.
How do you know, Fairchild?
You'll see.
Oh, Fairchild.
It's coming, everybody. It's coming closer.
Oh, sound the fanfare, the comet fanfare. Let the world know.
Uncle Friday, is it here?
Then where is it?
Where?
Where's it coming from?
It's up there.
One? You'll see. Just
where?
Look.
Constant.
Oh.
What's that? That the comet's dropping.
Friday's comet, isn't it wonderful?
Yes, Uncle Friday, but it dropped something on the ground.
I didn't see it drop anything.
Lady Evelyn's right. I'll go get it.
Oh. Be careful, handyman. It may be hot.
That's right, Purple Panda, but I'll use my heatproof gloves.
Good.
Oh, there is something there. Yes.
Must be for you, King Friday. Maybe there's something inside it.
You see, Fairchild, it was my comet.
Well, see what's inside first. And it's not hot, Handy.
Oh.
You may open it, Handyman.
Yes, sire.
How does she know so much?
Was that really your comet, Daddy?
Of course, son, just like you're my son.
When do we get to see it again?
Whenever it comes back. It was lovely coming there, wasn't it, Jess?
Oh, I see.
There's some writing on it, sir.
Oh, fine. Well, you, Niece Eberlyn, may read this gift from the sky.
Oh, what an honor, Uncle Friday.
We haven't time for an honoring. Simply read it, Jess.
Yes, sire. King Friday the 13th. I belong to you.
You see, everyone, I told you it was going to be my comet. You may continue, niece.
I belong to you and to everyone else in the world.
What is that?
I belong to you and to everyone else in the world.
Everyone else in the world?
It says, no one can own the stars, the moon, the planets, or a comet.
No one?
No one owns you, King Friday. No one owns your son, Prince Tuesday, not even you, and no one owns us. We heavenly bodies are for everyone to celebrate. Thanks for the royal welcome. I'll be back next time.
That is a lesson. Did you hear the lesson, Tuesday?
That nobody owns anybody?
That's correct. Nobody owns anybody, not even a heavenly body.
But you're still king, aren't you, Daddy?
Of course, son. Nothing changes that. And I am your father, and you are my son.
And I'm your mother, Tuesday. Even though I don't own you, I'll always be your mother. It was an important lesson, wasn't it?
The lesson of the comet.
Well, now that we've learned that lesson, and it was a pretty good lesson, if I must say so myself.
What did you say, Lady Lake?
Oh, nothing, dear. I just want you to know that it's almost time for Henrietta's birthday surprise party.
Did you all see the comet?
Charles R. Aber, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday. Did you see your comet?
I saw the comet and learned that it belongs to everyone.
Well, that's very nice, but thanks to you, we were all looking for it, and it was really fun to see. Everyone in Westwood will always think of you when we see that particular comet.
Even though it doesn't belong to me?
Oh, of course. You don't have to own something to think about it.
That's for sure, Charles. Are you ready for Henrietta's surprise?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I've made up a song for her, and I wondered if you'd all help me sing it to her.
Oh, sure.
Good. Well, I thought I'd sing the verse. It goes like this. We thought we'd try to tell you how we love you on your birthday. We thought we'd try to sing and dance and play today. We wanted to surprise you on your birthday and say, we love you every day, not just today. And this is the part where I hope you all sing with me, all right? Yeah. Happy birthday, dear hen. We sing to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Oh, I like that birthday part.
Oh, good.
How does that go again?
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Not so loud, she might hear us.
Oh, right.
Happy birthday, dear hen, we sing to you. Happy birthday to you. Oh, that sounds really nice. Now, when's the party?
Everybody's supposed to be at my place in about 4.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, we better start getting ready. Are you going to bring Henrietta?
I'll be glad to. Yeah, I'll be glad to. I'll see you. I think X is already over there. Right?
Before we all go from here, I'd like to say something, please.
Oh, what is it, Aunt Sarah?
Sarah, what is it?
Well, I'd just like to say what a fine person my husband is.
Why, Sarah?
Well, dear, you had a disappointment today, and you turned it into a lesson for all of us.
Well, thank you.
You had been looking forward to your own comet for a long time, and when you found it couldn't belong just to one person, you were just wonderful about it. And I just want to say I'm proud of you.
Hear, hear. Oh,
yeah. Yes, thank you. Yes.
Our King Friday, our King Friday, dear King Friday, we sing to you.
I scarcely know what to say.
Well, you'll think of something, Toots.
I thank the Queen and I thank all of you for the common comet celebration. And now to Henrietta Pussycat.
I'll see you all at the museum as soon as I can get her to come with me.
Yes, right? Very good. Come
see
along. Over to the museum. Oh, how kind of you, Sarah. That was lovely.
Henrietta. Henrietta Pussycat. Hello, Henrietta.
Meow, Aver.
Yes. This is a very special day.
Meow saw meow comet.
Oh, yeah. It was fun to see the comet, wasn't it?
Meow.
But that's not the only thing that's special about today.
Meow else.
Well, Lady Elaine has asked me to invite you to her museum go-round for a party.
Meow kind of party.
Oh, I guess a breakfast party.
Meow meow not dressed meow meow party.
Well, how long would it take you to put on a fancy dress?
Meow fancy dress?
Uh-huh.
Meow about 5 seconds.
Good, I'll wait.
Meow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You look beautiful, Hen.
Meow me a little something.
I hope you're going to feel better today.
Meow think meow will.
Ready to go?
Meow.
Now, I didn't tell you any secret, did I?
Meow.
All I said was I thought you might like to put on a fancy dress, right?
Meow.
You have a lot of people who love you, Hen.
Meow.
And I'm one of them.
Meow meow feel that. Meow meow Chuck.
You're very welcome.
Hmm.
Now let's go to the museum go round.
Meow.
Shh. Surprise!
Meow didn't forget meow. surprise.
I'll come over, Hen, and see all the things we have for
yes,
you.
Yes, come on over. Yes. Oh, lovely.
Meow thought, meow, everybody forgot. Meow, meow, nobody liked me.
All of your neighbors like you, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, King Freddy. Meow, thank you, meow, meow, Comet. Meow, meow, pretty.
Yes, it is a lovely little comet for everyone to enjoy.
I brought you a purple present, Henrietta.
Meow, thank you, meow, meow, panda.
You are welcome. It is a purple pencil box with purple pencils.
Meow, think about you, meow, meow. Use them.
I am glad.
Yeah. Here's something Daniel and I made for you, Hen.
Oh, meow, beautiful.
What is it?
It's an ojo de Dios. A decoration. You can put it up anywhere you want.
Hope you'll like it, Hen. Meow, meow, very much.
And I got you an orange, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, thing meow like the best, meow, meow, meow.
It sure is the thing I like the best, and you're my best neighbor in my whole tree, and I wanted to give you the best.
Meow, 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 crying.
Well, cry if you want to, Hen, but this is really a surprise birthday party, and it's just for you.
I'd like to give you my present, Henrietta. In fact, we're all going to give it to you together. Ready, everyone?
Ready. Mm-hmm.
Ready.
We thought we'd try to tell you how we love you on your birthday. We thought we'd try to sing and dance and play today. We wanted to surprise you on your birthday and say we love you every day, not just today.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, dear Hen. We sing to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Meow, thank you, meow, meow, much. Meow, hardly meow what to say.
Well, you know, Hen, you're the only pussycat who's exactly like you, and you're my best tree neighbor, and you're the only one in this whole place who knows meow talk, and, well, you're just one special cat, that's it.
Meow, meow, X. Meow, 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 feel so good.
Well, that's how you feel when you know people love you. You feel good.
Meow, meow, sure.
And those are the best kinds of celebrations, the kind that show and tell people you love them.
Okay, okay, now for the cake. Talk about surprises. Here comes a big one. Meow, 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 huge cake, meow.
You may blow out the candles, Henrietta.
Meow.
Not too close, Hen.
Meow.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the biggest surprise of all.
Birthday greetings, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, thank you, Reardon.
Your friends have asked me to help make up an opera for you for a birthday surprise.
Meow, really?
Yes, really. And you may tell us what you would like in the opera.
Meow, meow, hardly believe it.
Well, let's all get to work, huh?
Reardon, could you use a birthday song in the opera?
Well, of course. How does it sound?
Happy birthday, happy birthday, dear Henrietta. We sing to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
So finally, Henrietta knew that her neighbors had been thinking about her and planning her party for a long time. Sometimes people like surprises like that, and sometimes they would just rather know that a party is being planned. But you know, birthday presents and birthday parties and things like that are really little expressions of love, and it's feeling loved that makes somebody feel good. That's the real present. The real present. Next time, in the neighborhood of make-believe, when we're all together, we'll pretend that they're giving the opera present. What kind of story would you think up for an opera? You can make up yours, and the people in make-believe can make up theirs. People have lots of different feelings about birthdays. Some like noisy parties, some like very quiet times. I know a girl who told her mom and dad that she wanted to invite only one friend for her birthday one year. And her parents said, that's fine. They had a very good time. How old are you now? And how old will you be on your next birthday? You see, everybody's different, and everybody's valuable. The world can be a better place because you were born into it. And since each person in the world was born at one time or another, then each person has a birthday. That's one thing that everybody has, a birthday. That's a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You know, I like to think of you as my friend, my television friend. And it's important to remember, though, what King Friday learned today. Nobody can own anybody else. We can enjoy one another, but nobody owns us. We are our own person. I like to talk about important things with you. I really do. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.